Just want to announce that Bezos in the next few days will be finishing the unit on Hamoitzi and Mazonos. We'll do a day or two of review. The written notes will be available also, and then we're going to have a test, again, a voluntary test, to see to alignment about the arrangements for that. Okay, I want to talk about what is considered a shir kviyas suda. We kept talking about this thing, if you eat a certain amount, which is the normal amount of a meal, so that brings the possible bakisin back to Hamoitzi rather than being Mazonos. So what is the definition of what is necessary to take the Passover Kistin out of its status of Mazonos back to the status of Hamoitzi? So maybe we should say it should depend on how the person eats it. It shouldn't depend on the amount that he eats, etc. It should depend on if he eats it as a snack, it's a snack, and he eats it as a meal, it's a meal. And that's all depends on. So he's not, you know, the amount that he's eating is irrelevant. The Aruch HaShulchan brings that there is a possibility you could find the source for that in the Rishonim. We do not pass it like that. He says, and so it's a limud zchus on those who do like as such. But he says, v'yireh l'kim yirachak mizeh, a person of Yerushalayim will stay away from this. V'hurachu mikhaper avon. The person should have rachmonis on those who don't do this. So he's not very happy with that approach. So the approach in Halacha, clear from in the Magen Avraham, etc. It depends on the amount that you're eating. So if a person eats a certain amount, which is considered a meal, so then he has a din of a meal. Whether he's eating it as a meal or not is not necessarily important. The amount, which is considered halakhically a normal meal, is therefore considered a meal in the brachas hamoitzi. How much is that? So the Magen Avraham brings that the amount is what we have a halakha in other places in Shulchan Aruch. We talk about the size of a meal. We say whether the size is 3 or 4 bayim's worth. The size of a kebaya. So we said a kebaya is normally, you take a slice of rye bread from a two pound loaf of rye bread, and you take a slice from the center, that is a kebaya. That's 2 kezesim. A kezais is a half of a kebaya. That's 2 kezesim. So 3 or 4 slices worth is considered already. If you have that much cake, which is not a lot of cake, so according to the Magen Avraham, you've had a shir kviyas suda, you would have to say hamoitzi and birchas hamazon. Natil shadayim, hamoitzi and birchas hamazon. So that amount is the amount that the Magen Avraham says. And Shabura says that we do not paskin like that. That amount is definitely much less than a person would normally have for a meal. The amount is greater than that. But he does say that a person should be careful, because it is a machlokes, not to get involved in that type of situation. It's better if he's going to eat that amount, he should either eat, eat less than that amount, or if he wants to eat that amount, he should wash on something on true bread. So that everyone get involved in the shiloh. Again, so if the person wants to have that amount of cake, the amount of 4 slices of rye bread's worth, the person should stay away from that, either eat less than that, or eat that only in an actual meal with something else. So how much is it? He says it's the amount which the people would normally eat as a meal, which he suggests maybe would be about 6 bayim, 6 slices worth. Again, if you'd have a meal just of bread, if nothing else, that's the amount of bread that you would eat. Some people say, "What in America we eat that amount as a normal meal?" And so this is an argument I've seen now in the postgame to say, "Is America, because we created a reality that we have a snack as a meal, but it still remains a snack, or now becomes a meal? For us, it's considered a smaller meal." So that's an argument which we'll have to clarify. But so based on what the Shulchan Mishabura says, the amount would be 6 bayim, be'erich about 6 bayim. If a person's going to have that amount of cake, crackers, pretzels, breadsticks, whatever it would be that he would have to wash his hands, say Natil Sedayim, Hamoitzi, and benching. Let's say a person started out eating some crackers and that, he didn't plan to have that amount, he had no intention to have that large amount, he realizes in the middle, you know, he's hungry, he wants to eat that amount. Okay, so if from this point on, when he's changed his mind, he decides to have more, how much is he going to eat? If he's going to eat that amount from that point onwards, he's really hungry, he should stop, wash his hands, say Hamoitzi, and then benching at the end. If he's not planning that amount, he would not wash his hands, not say Hamoitzi. When he eats that amount, he would bench. See, he said a mezonos to start with, but he's going to bench at the end. Does he need a new mezonos? Does he need a new bracha? Because he didn't plan to have that amount. So Mishabura says yes. Mishabura says, since he knew the halacha, you're not supposed to eat too much, he said a mezonos, obviously he planned only to have a limited amount. So he needs a new bracha. I saw one person says that's only a person who knows the halacha. So he knows the halacha, and he said a mezonos. He's aware of the fact that he's limited. And so he needs a new bracha. But a person was not aware of the halacha, he says, mezonos, you know, as far as he's concerned, and then somebody says, by the way, you know, you need too much. Says, what's that about? Their situation, he planned to keep eating, so we not need a new mezonos. So okay, so we said today the shir is more than four bayim. Four bayim, you should refrain from if possible. More than four bayim, if a person realizes he's eating that amount, he has to stop and consider what he's doing. If he's eating that amount from that point onwards, he's going to end up with like 10 bayim's worth, you know, something like that. So he should really hungry. So he would stop and say a moitzi. If not, he would not say a new mazoinus, and he would bench at the end. Tomorrow we'll talk about the calculations of eating it with other foods, etc., how that plays into this is all talking about just this food alone. We'll talk about how it plays in tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Have a good morning.